a cage fight on the White House lawn. Now, that's not something I would have foreseen 10 years ago. At that time, I remember the conversations were always about Diwali in the White House or Chinese New Year. It was about taking pride in America as a nation built by immigrants. Of course, there was anti-immigrant sentiment too, and pitched political battles on Capitol Hill about illegal immigration. But the image America wanted to put forward was of an amazing technicolor dream coat, a patchwork quilt of many hues. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The martial arts fighters might have been of different ethnicities, but Donald Trump chose the spectacle to send out a message about what he wanted to celebrate as the real America. This should not come as a huge surprise. The rhetoric around immigration had always been one of the charged issues that galvanized his base. But it reminded me of a conversation I'd had with the designer Prabal Gurung when he was in Kolkata talking about his memoir, Walk Like a Girl. Gurung is an immigrant from Nepal. He's gay, someone who never quite fit in anywhere. A girlish boy, not at home in an all-boys school in Nepal. An Asian man sticking out in the gay scene in USA. And a Nepali designer in the very white boardrooms of high fashion in New York.
Unbelonging becomes your power, eventually.
He has harnessed that power to become the ultimate immigrant success story. He's dressed the likes of Michelle Obama. His gowns are all over the Met Gala. He has his own label and he became chairman of the Council of Fashion Designers of America. But he is, in many ways, also the poster boy of the kind of vision of America that's no longer in vogue. Pun intended.
If you look at all the fashion runway shows that's happening right now, and there have been certain shows that have completely put people, like, and made people aghast, but I'm like, okay, my God, this is, it feels like the 80s, you know, like where people didn't care about any kind of representation.
Gurung knows a thing or two about representation. When Donald Trump first became president, Gurung sent models down the runway with T-shirts that read, "I am an immigrant. And love is love." At the end, he ran down the runway in a T-shirt that declared, "This is what a feminist looks like." He was told to not mix fashion and politics and to just stick to designing pretty dresses. He was called the most woke designer out there, a label he shrugs off.
When people give me title the most woke designer, or like, let's say, the or this, I don't pay heed to it, because those are words, those are like labels.
But it had made me wonder how someone like him survived in America when much of what he had pushed for seemed to have been so easily discarded. He was sanguine.
I always say progress is never linear. You one step up, 10 steps back. I'll tell you, in these times, you really see who was performative and who was not.
Because while what is on the runway is important, what's even more important to him is the makeup of the people who decide what will be on the runway, on the cover, on the center spread.
What I felt was the idea of Americana was a very myopic idea of what was represented. And that is still true. Like, Ralph Lauren, Calvin Klein, Donna Karan, like, all of them were like, the IDF in Americana, which is the real truth.
He wanted to tell a different story of an America built by many different kinds of people. But he knew real change needed to happen beyond the runway, in boardrooms, in editorial rooms, within those who held the purse strings. Otherwise, it's all too easy to throw it all away and go back to business as usual. In that sense, the issue isn't really about that cage fight on the White House lawn and the image that projects to the world about what America at 250 looks like. The issue is really about whether that's the only image that should be out there, or can Prabal Gurung also be part of that same American story.
What I want to do is showcase a world of different possibilities. I'm an impossible dream that happened, right?
To dream the impossible dream, wasn't that always the real American dream? This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. This is me.